This is Robin Gunn coming in here. We are on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour on our new FM station, 96.9 The Eagle FM. We are so excited to be coming to you today. I have a fantastic, fantastic show today. It is with our inside front cover and pages 2 and 3. That's right. They have 3 pages in the Oklahoma Senior Journal and have 4 years. It is Villaggio Senior Living and Villaggio of Bradford Village. They do some things there that are completely unique from any other retirement community, and we're going to be talking about that today. But before we get into the doodly-doos, we know that here at the Oklahoma Senior Journal, we always wish that the good Lord be with you down every road you roam and bring you sunshine and happiness when you're far from home. And with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, this year we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, which is, yay! She's doing jazz hands over here next to me. Caitlin and Melissa are here. And I will let you know all about them here in just a second. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has been digital for 16 years. And during COVID, we had over 1 million downloads because people are hungry, thirsty for information dealing with the 50 plus. We are experts in our field and we find the best resources out there and vet them for you. That is just what we're known for. I've actually even turned companies away before because they were more about the bottom line than the actual senior and their family members. Families are encouraged to pre-plan instead of trying to care for your parents out of a 911 situation. So that's what these shows are all about, is to be prepared, and that's what the Oklahoma Senior Journal is all about. You can find it at 650 locations throughout the 405 area code. So if you're in the 405 area code, I can guarantee you, you're going to be finding a copy near you. I just talked to our distribution people today, and they're out doing distribution, but they always report back to me, Robin, even over the Gazette, your magazine is the one that's picked up the most. So that's always very encouraging to us. But go to okseniorjournal.com, all like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com, and you can go to exactly where you need to pick up that's close to you in Oklahoma Senior Journal, or on the same website, okseniorjournal.com, you can see the digital version of the magazine, which is exactly like the paper version. You can zoom in, zoom out, print off, do whatever you like with the magazine on there. Now, without any further doodly-doos, I'm going to introduce Miss Melissa Patterson first. She is the Director of Business Development for Villaggio of Bradford Village and Villaggio of Oklahoma City. So where is the Bradford Village? I know it's been around at least 50 years.
Yes.
Is that correct?
It has been around since 1957.
57.
Yes.
Okay, way. That's like 60-something years. Yeah. Let's do the math. Get your phone out, people.
I know.
But that is so cool. So Villaggio purchased the Bradford Village when?
In 2018.
Okay, beautiful. I remember meeting you then, Caitlin.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yes.
And Bradford Village has always been one of my favorite places for the 50-plus family to send their senior because it's super all-inclusive, isn't it?
Yes.
And y'all are so involved with your residents. You even have, like, individual homes there. You have, like, a mini neighborhood. You have a dog park. There's always something going on at the Bradford Village. And then the Villaggio of OKC, where is it located?
That is off of Portland and Memorial.
Okay, Portland and Memorial, kind of up there by that Chili's.
Yes.
And then if you drove past it, you'd be at Crossings Church.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And so you do assisted living there and memory care.
Yes.
Okay. And what does the Bradford Village of Villaggio do?
Villaggio at Bradford Village has independent living and assisted living.
Okay.
On the campus. And then there's also a associated healthcare center.
Okay.
So if people would need skilled or long-term care. So
okay.
that's a different, separate from Villaggio, but they're affiliated with us. So people,
yeah,
kind of a one place where people can get all levels of care that they need.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. So let's get back to Melissa, who is the Director of Business Development over both properties and has been helping seniors and their families find the best senior living options to fit their needs for the last 12 years. So that makes her an expert in her field, and you know how much we love our experts. Melissa is passionate, and I can vouch for her on that, about being an educated resource to seniors and their families during the big transitions that their lives will take after 50. So we've already got down to our 1 minute mark, so we're going to take a break, pay for some air real estate, trying to say that three times, something like that. And we'll be right back, and I'll introduce Caitlin to you, who is at the Bradford Village by Bellagio, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the new 96.9 The Eagle FM.
This is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
The Oklahoma Human Services is providing COVID-19 vaccine access assistance by calling 918-948-0810 or 918-931-0346. The vaccine access coordinators will search for resources to assist Oklahomans 5 years or older to access COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. We specialize in helping homebound individuals and their family caregivers. The assistance consists of vaccination coordination for homebound individuals, plus the sharing and connecting of resources. If you or anyone you know can benefit from this assistance, please call Oklahoma Human Services COVID-19 Vaccine Access Coordinators at 918-948-0810 or 918-931-0346. This is a free program and the vaccines are free. Oklahoma Human Services COVID-19 Vaccine Access Coordinators 918-948-0810 or 918-931-0346.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years. Woo! Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence, everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment, or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on on Facebook under MCM Insurance, and you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Hi, this is Pam Redline with the Brain Academy. My company is Brain Builder Pros, and we have teamed with Villages OKC to begin a class series on Thursday from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Join us for this 8-week series to study the science behind brain health and what you can do to assess yourself and find out where you are strong and where you need to shore up some weak spots. We spend time planning our retirement, planning our career, and many of us even plan our families. But as we age, we may neglect planning how to age. This class will help you to take charge of the rest of your life and plan your brain health. One of the reasons I'm inviting you to this class is because if you don't take care of the rest of your life, somebody else will do it for you. And your brain is like the engine that runs your car. So don't trust it to anyone else but yourself, because no one knows you better than you. And remember, there's only one brain per customer. To register for these classes, which will be held at the Edmond Parks and Recreation Department up by Mitch Park, go to villagesokc.org. That's villagesokc.org, and register online or call their office at 405-990-6637. See you there.
That's how we always feel here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Forever young. That's how we feel between our ears. I am excited in bringing you one of my fondest places that you can have your senior loved one live is the Villaggio Senior Living. And it's Villaggio of Bradford Village in Edmond. And then it's Villaggio of Oklahoma City. Groovy, groovy on. Okay, so now I have Caitlin Carnes sitting next to me, and her stomping grounds is a director of community life at the Villaggio of Bradford Village. Now, you have a couple of acronyms, is that how you say it, everybody?
Acronyms, that's the word, Robin, yeah.
thank you for helping.
You're very welcome.
So you're an MA, what is that?
So I have a Master in Arts,
okay,
and then my master's degree was in drama therapy, so I'm a registered drama therapist.
Wow.
And so my whole background is creative arts therapies and helping seniors be creative and be playful and have fun at our community or really in whatever they're doing.
Exactly. And what does the RDT?
That's the registered drama therapist.
Okay. Are you pretty much the only one that you know of in our state?
Well, there's two of us now.
There's two.
Yes.
That's
great.
Procreate.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's really, she works in with kids, so I'm the only one that I know of here in the state that's working with
seniors. Mm-hmm. I love it. So you guys put on plays with your residents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what else do you do with them? Music things?
Sure. So we are always looking for creative opportunities for residents, whether that is fun, playful nights. We just had a casino night and everybody dressed up and we had costumes and photo booths and all kinds of games. So it's just about being as active and as playful as you can be.
That's great.
But you're right. Yeah, the big project we're working on is a musical production.
Okay, what's the name of the musical?
It is called The Good Old Days.
Uh-huh. So it'll have some music that...
Yes. Yeah, so it's a jukebox musical. So it's an original script, but it's all the music that we all know and love. We've got the Beatles. We've got Elvis. We've got...
Yay.
Hippie Hippie Shake is one of our songs. So like you will be dancing in your seat.
So these are your residents doing this. And you are at the helm as the director.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's so cool. So you're director of community life at Villaggio of Bradford Village. Again, where is the Bradford Village located in Edmond?
So Villaggio of Bradford Village is in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
We are just right between downtown Edmond and UCO.
Yes.
Super great
And
location.
It's amazing how much property's there.
Yes.
You guys don't even know. It keeps going.
The full campus is 33 acres.
Okay. Yeah. See, there you go.
It's a big space. It's beautiful. People don't know
it
we're
is.
Back there. So
it is beautiful.
Come through sometime.
All you have to do is turn down that street and go, where am I? Yeah, it's really cool. Like I said, they also have a dog park, so it's super dog friendly. I went out there and did a photo shoot one time at the dog park.
That was fun.
It was very fun. And got to know some of those dogs and then the residents with their dogs. Talk about dogs literally being a member of the family with seniors. They sure are, because it's just unconditional love every day. So Caitlin Carnes, and I'm saying your last name right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Has been with the company, Villaggio, for the last 9 years. Caitlin loves working for Villaggio of Bradford Village in senior living. Quote from her is, I love the opportunity to work in a long-term residential setting. So when you say long-term residential setting, what are you saying there?
So Bradford Village, like we said earlier, mm-hmm. has all levels of care on the campus. And so some folks might come in at independent living mm-hmm. and later move to the assisted living for more care. So like there's residents on campus. It'll actually be almost 10 years for me now, 10 years in May. And
oh, wow.
there are residents there that have been there since before I started.
Okay.
So they're like family now.
Totally.
I've gotten to know them well over
10
the years.
10 years, of
yeah,
course.
It's great.
And their family are getting, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great. So you also are quoted saying, I love developing deep relationships with people and because they become family. I love that. And then this quote from you literally almost brought a tear to my eye.
Aww.
I like to say I'm so lucky because I have 100+ grandparents who honestly care about me.
Absolutely.
And that's very cool.
They are so concerned about our well-being and just as worried
they
about the
are.
Staff as we care about them. It's really lovely.
You got to love that atmosphere. So, Villaggio Village has been in the Oklahoma Senior Journal probably about 6 or 7 years, and they're on the inside front cover in pages 2 and 3 in this current issue. They're also in past issues, but make sure when you pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal that you give pages 2 and 3 in the inside front cover your notice and read everything there. They really are what they say they are. They really do care, and they build relationships with their residents. Because, you know, people don't understand the levels of care. In my day, back when my mom actually was an activity director at a nursing home in Ada, that's all there was. It was straight from your house to a nursing home. Nothing else. And my mom honestly cared about those residents, and they cared about her. But it just was not, it was the typical old-fashioned what you think of a nursing home. And now, you guys, can you not testify that it is a whole new ballgame?
It is a whole new ballgame.
Absolutely.
It's really resort-style living.
It is. It's a resort-style living. Great, Melissa. Great way to put it. I always think of it as a cruise ship on the ground.
Yes.
I am in so many of these communities that it makes it happy to inside my heart to see that it's not like you're going in 1 foot in the grave. You're literally going in to enhance your life. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, like you said, it's a really common misconception mm-hmm. that places like independent or assisted living or even memory support is, mm-hmm. you know, this depressing, sad place where people are just laying around and not doing anything.
Exactly.
And it's just not reality. For Villaggio of Bradford Village, with our independent living, folks are coming in young and healthy and active.
What is the age that they can come in at?
So we are 55 and up community.
55 and up. Okay. Great.
And I think the average.
I qualify.
Come on over, Robin. You'd be great. So
I would want to be the head of all of your musicals.
Yes. So most of our residents are in like their mid-70s, early 80s is sort of the average range for our independent uh-huh. living. Some are quite a bit younger than that. Mm-hmm. We also have residents. We had someone who just had her 98th birthday and is
wow.
doing great. So,
like as sharp as a tack.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
That's great.
It's great. But people move in because they, you know, want to be in a place where they have neighbors that they can be really good friends with and socialize. And they don't have to worry about things like taking care of their home. There's like when we had that huge ice storm last year. We took care of the tree limb cleanup. They didn't
wow.
have to do any of that.
So which cost me a real pretty penny.
Absolutely. So ugh. It is stress-free, maintenance-free lifestyle where mm-hmm. you are around other seniors who have the same kind of goals and lifestyles you do, and you just get to be really good friends with each other.
There you go. And I want to stress, Melissa and Caitlin, I've eaten at both locations, and that's something that I think is highly important is nutrition. So what do you all think about the nutrition? So, I mean, literally, I've had lunch instead of going to a restaurant at the Bellagio in Oklahoma City, as well as some of your shindigs that you've thrown at Bradford.
So yes, we have wonderful chefs and always...
See, isn't that cool? You have chefs that put together recipes.
Yes, and we have a full menu of different things that anyone...
So it's not like you're just setting something in front of them like a cafeteria.
No, it's like going to a restaurant.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, and it's served restaurant style, and lots of great choices. And if you can't find something that you want, they'll make it. Yeah. Even if it's not on the menu.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, no one goes away hungry. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Amen. I have heard some horror stories about other places I can't mention, but the nutrition part, it's like 17th on the list or something. That one of the main reasons you want to move to a retirement community is that you are having somebody prepare these meals and you're not wisping away, barely cooking anything. That's how my grandmother got. She had a steady flow of nutrition with Reese's cups.
Ah. Yeah.
Does sound good. I kind of want to sign up for that diet.
Yes, that's just, she went a little overboard.
But yeah,
she'd come to the door with, you know, chocolate all up on her.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay every once in a while.
Exactly.
But yeah, we've got really good food and chefs that really care about what they're preparing. And
I love it.
And it's social, too. You know, it's fun to, like, come to the dining room and hang out with your friends and have lunch while you're visiting with people and talking.
Exactly.
It's great.
That's fantastic. That's what I love about going out to eat is the social aspect and getting to see people. Okay, we're going to take another break. See, that 11 minutes flew by. So we are here on the new 96.9 FM, The Eagle. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, ladies, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You guys almost harmonized that. Okay, and we'll be right back. Yes, this is me coming in. That's our shortest intro. This is Robin Gunn. We are talking to you from the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. I have got in the studio today Bellagio Senior Living. They own the Bradford Village in Edmond, and then they own the Bellagio of OKC right around Hefner Parkway. And what's the exit you would take?
Memorial. Yes.
And then stay on that service road.
Yes.
Anyway, I've been in both communities several times. I can give them an AAA+. They're also on the inside front cover of the current issue and pages 2 and 3 within the current Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine. You can also see that online as well at okseniorjournal.com. All right, so we've got different levels of care at Bellagio Bradford and Bellagio of Oklahoma City. And with both of those communities, you guys can pretty much support almost any level of care.
Correct.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay. So I know people are confused about independent living, assisted living, memory support. When does somebody, you know, and then the life care community. What is the life care community rental?
The Bellagio of Bradford Village campus has independent and assisted living.
Okay.
The independent living at the Bradford Village campus they're all cottage homes. And so when you move, you're not coming to a high rise. You're not moving to some kind of apartment living. It is your own home in a...
Like with
in
a garage.
A little neighborhood, yep.
Yeah.
Attached garages and...
Little neighborhood streets.
Yards, little garden areas. So it's moving to a home, but within the support of a community.
There you go.
You asked about, like, life care and, you know, what does that all mean? Mm-hmm. So with the life care community, because we offer all the levels of care, people can come into independent living, but then later on get the support they need for assisted living or even... higher levels of care if they would need it.
What would be a curriculum for somebody to need assisted living? What are y'all looking for?
So
this is Melissa taking this one.
With assisted living, if you are needing help with activities of daily living, medications, mobility, getting dressed, bathing, then yes, you can get assistance from our medical staff.
And you were, when our mics were off, we always hear the best stories. You were telling me about somebody that was in assisted living that actually improved and went to independent living.
Yes, we've actually had two residents wow. that have done that. So after they had health setback, mm-hmm. they ended up coming to assisted living. But with the great staff taking care right. of them, their medicines being mm-hmm. regulated, they are thriving and they were able to move to independent living.
I love it. That just makes me smile from yes. elbow to elbow. So that's so cool. Why would someone choose to live in a retirement community? What are some of those reasons?
The residents will tell you that everybody's got lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
But I think some of the ones we hear either they want to make a move and downsize mm-hmm. and have a plan for
that's
how they're going to get care
good.
And support later on in life.
I love that.
Figure it out now so your
yes.
kids don't have to do it later.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
I'm driving my mom nuts because I bug her all the time about, Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah, I do this thing.
So people, they choose because they want to downsize. They want to make a plan for what they need later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't have kids and they mm-hmm. want to make sure that they have a plan for care if they don't have family to help support them
exactly.
through that.
Exactly.
They want maintenance-free living.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have to worry about if tree limbs are down
right.
and yard work and hot water heater goes out.
Yes.
All of that's taken care of for them in a retirement community.
Right. And they don't have to plan a meal every day.
Absolutely. But they can, they have kitchens, and so if they want to cook a meal, they can, and in the independent
living. So even the independent, can they come to the dining area?
Yeah, so for independent living, they have their own community center and mm. dining room for meals, and then for both communities, for Bradford Village and OKC, there are dining rooms that do three meals a day, 365 days a year.
Okay.
So everybody is well fed, well taken care of.
I love it.
Yeah.
And if anything goes wrong, you've got maintenance right there that takes care of anything. And I mean, not by wrong, but maybe, there's a faucet that's leaking in one of the rooms.
Right.
You've got somebody that can come and take care of that or change light bulbs.
Absolutely. Or, any of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from the small stuff to big, major issues, we've got staff there to support you through it.
That's wonderful. Okay. And so memory support living. Do people need to be diagnosed with that? Or does a family member just say, hey, I'm really noticing this with the loved one? I've never really known. We took care of my dad for 8.5 years with dementia. But by the time he did go to memory care, it was so obvious that was where he needed to be. And I love what they call it at the Villaggio is memory support living.
Yes.
So, I mean, you've got living right there, not necessarily having to think of it like, you're in a nursing care center. You guys are actually engaging these people every day.
Correct. Memory support living.
Mm-hmm. Because I took a tour of it with Eric when he was an owner.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Lindsay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his actually mom
so
or dad was in there.
The big thing is that
okay, go.
They are in a secure area.
Mm.
And
that's good.
Yes, they have 24-hour care. And all of them are going to be wearing a pendant if they need anything.
Mm.
They just have to press a button. But the staff is right there with them
too.
All the time.
Okay. And there's activities that they engage them in.
Yes, there are memory activities.
That's great.
Yes. And there's special stations for them. Yes, we have a music station.
Wow.
And just different things to try and help
yes.
improve their memory or keep them at the level that they're at.
That's currently. Very good. Because I know with my dad, whenever we would play music, it would very much trigger memories in him. And nothing else could do that. Babies did that. Dogs, like some dog therapy, would do that. And then music for sure. And he loved Elvis Presley, and he loved Elvis Presley's gospel music. So whenever we would play that for him, even when he was nonverbal, tears would just stream down his face.
Oh.
Yeah. So you knew it was hitting him.
Yes.
And it was precious. And then we all start bawling. And then we have a ball fest.
Oh. We turned on the Waltons yesterday there. And our director, Eric, said, good night, John Boy. And this one resident got so excited over that.
Well, yeah, because they could remember that. My dad was telling us when he was verbal that they said, now, they had this little man on TV. He had this little tiny mustache, and he kept falling off of everything, which was Charlie Chaplin.
Right, yeah.
So he knew who that was. He was such a silly little man. Yeah.
That's
he
great.
Goes, but I remember him. I remember him. Yeah, that's awesome, Dad. So what type of amenities can you expect? I know we've talked about meals and how superb those are there, and to me, one of the most important things. And then also, right behind it, I think activities, transportation, celebrations. So, and in what you do, Caitlin, with these plays, when is this play?
Sure, I would love to tell you about that.
Okay.
So the other amenities that you were talking about, uh-huh. and we have touched, like you said, on meals and maintenance. For transportation, if people do need help getting to and from doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. the community provides support to do that. So we have drivers that will take people to their appointments. And I said lawn care, maintenance, all that mm-hmm. is taken care of. So it really is just this stress-free living.
That is so great.
And for assisted living, the staff is there to help. Like the nursing staff helps support getting doctor's appointments scheduled and helping the families figure out what they're supposed to do with all these new orders and mm-hmm. things that come in. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got a nurse that is there to help you talk through
so
the care for your parents. So it's mm-hmm. really important. You have this whole support team built into the community.
That's great. And they're, I'm sure, very communicative with the outside family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's so important. Okay. Well, we only have a minute. So when we come back, I brought up the play. So we will talk here in a minute about what the play is all about here at Bradford Village. It'll be happening
March 26th.
Let me just throw out a couple of numbers for you. If you want to call the Bradford Village, it's 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. And we'll be giving these out at the end of the show, too, so don't be scared. And then the Oklahoma City Villaggio is 405-755-6469. 405-755-6469. And we will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, ladies?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, the new Eagle FM 96.9.
Do you provide a in-home senior care? Our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com. Or like us on Facebook, Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, and now on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. A year ago, we added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is
pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS, 50PLUS, 50 plus, then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit bellagioliving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Dan Fisher, co-pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, is doing a presentation at the Christian Women and Men of OKC. Wednesday, April 20th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Dan will be in his 18th century costume using multimedia, telling the story of the Black Robed Regiment. The Black Robed Regiment were the patriot preachers of the 18th century who engaged in the government of the colonies. When the War of Independence began, these preachers were recruited men from their churches and communities and led them to fight on the battlefields of the war. Dan will have period flintlock muskets present for attendees to see and hold. Business sponsorships available along with business-sponsored bag stuffing. For more information or to attend RSVP only, call Peggy Bass at 405-343-0079. That's 405-343-0079. Limited seating available Wednesday, April 20th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Three-course lunch will be served. Check out Dan's website, danfisherbrr.com.
Well, that's me, Robin Gunn, coming in here after little Rod Stewart singing to you. He's a senior fella. We love our seniors. The Oklahoma Senior Journal's tagline is making a better life for the 50-plus and their families. So that's also what the Bellagio of Bradford Village does and the Bellagio of OKC. The Bradford Village has been around since 1957 in Edmond, and the Bellagio OKC is out there on basically Hefner Parkway and Memorial Road, and it's on the east side. Okay, look at me. Figuring out my directions. All right, when we were leaving, we were talking to Caitlin Carnes, who is, again, tell me what your certifications stand for.
Sure. So I have a Master in Arts, and I'm a registered drama therapist.
Okay. Yeah. And so most of you probably don't know what that is. So what she does is she's able to kind of integrate the arts into a retirement community, because most of these people probably did something in the arts in their life.
A lot of folks have been patrons of arts. Some of them participated in music groups or choral groups. We still have some that are members of choirs and things like that.
Yes, of course.
Or some of them never have before, and they want to give it a try.
It's like their bucket list.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we've been working on a really exciting project at Bellagio Bradford Village, and it's been many, many months in the making, and we're almost to our performance date.
Well, you were showing me some darling pictures of the seniors in their costumes.
Yes, they're fabulous costumes. So this performance is... not a talent show, not anything like that. It is an actual full length. It's an hour long production. It's called The Good Old Days.
Okay.
And it was written by my coworker, Whitney Brown, who's our activities director at the Bradford Assisted Living.
Okay.
So it's co-written by Whitney and myself. And all of the actors are members of our community. So they're all residents. So we have 18 cast members. And then I have 7 more residents who are acting as our stage crew, assistant manager, costumers.
Yes.
And they're doing an amazing job with the show.
Now, where will this be held?
So it's going to be Saturday, March 26th at the Oklahoma Christian Campus in their Judd Theater. We are partnering with them to use their theater space.
And you're calling it what kind of theater?
It's called Judd, J-U-D-D.
J-U-D-D. So, and that's at the campus of?
It's at the Oklahoma Christian College campus off of Memorial in between Bryant and Boulevard.
Yes. So you're using their stage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
are there tickets that you can buy to
this? Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
So you can get tickets to the show. You can call the Villaggio of Bradford number.
What is that?
405-531-3444. Our main stage show is at 2:00 in the afternoon. We are selling out of tickets rapidly.
Wow.
We've only got about a third of the seats still available. So call soon if you want to get tickets. We're also doing a morning kind of final dress rehearsal at 10:00 that morning, which people can come to if we sell out the 2:00 show.
Okay, great. So this is March 26th, a Saturday.
Yes.
At 2:00. And say again where the stage center is you'll be.
At Oklahoma Christian University campus off of Memorial. And it's in their Judd Theater.
Judd Theater. And you can call for tickets.
405-531-3444.
Beautiful.
405-531-3444.
We'll be giving out the Villaggio OKC and the Bradford in Edmonds websites before we go off the air today. I love the fact it's called The Good Old Days, so it's a musical, and you called it a jukebox.
Yeah, so it's an original script, but songs that we all know.
We all
love.
Would recognize.
Yeah, all good stuff. But it's about three friends who live in a retirement community, and they are reminiscing about their lives together.
Okay.
And as they share their memories, the audience sees the memories through the big old dance numbers.
Okay.
So if they remember, they all talk about going to these parties in high school where they would all pull their cars into a circle and turn the radio on and have these dance parties out in the field or a parking lot. Then we have a bunch of people that come on stage and do a dance to Rock Around the Clock. It's great. It is colorful and it is fun. And it is amazing to see these people just having a blast. Yeah, it's great.
A total blast. And I guarantee their family members coming to this are just going to be, Grandma, I can't believe you.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is really incredible. And you said some people have performed before. Some people have never done anything like this before. And it is amazing to see
how they've just come alive.
Yes. Yeah, it's really fun.
And I can see it all over your face. You're just grinning from all kinds of places. Is there anything about this place that you both work that you really are like, you know what? I like the fact that the Villaggio is, which is, I'm trying to lead you in to say that it's
locally owned. Yes, it is locally owned, and our owners truly care about the seniors and the residents more than anything.
Yes, amen.
More than the bottom line, for sure. They put them first.
They put them very first because everybody has a senior in their life. There's not one of us that doesn't. And would we ever want to see them cared for any less than what they deserve? So that is something I actually know the owners, and I know what kind of heart they have. You girls do too.
Yes.
And the residents get to experience that, which is so great. And I know you guys have a lot of freedom because they trust how you are and you've been in the industry for so long. What do you think is the best thing about working at Villaggio?
The staff and the residents, I mean, they are just the most genuine people, period.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a great team and fabulous residents.
Well, yeah. And some of your staff has been there double digit years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So great.
It's fun to go to work every day.
Oh, Love it. All right, we'll be right back. This is our shortest break, and we'll be right back and give you all the particulars again on the play that's going to be happening, actually a musical, how you can get a hold of these lovely ladies at Villaggio Bradford and Villaggio OKC here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And again, I want to remind you, they are in the current issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal on pages 2 and 3 in the inside front cover. We'll be right back. Shortest break. Well, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the new 96.9 The Eagle. Thank you so much to all of our new listeners out there. We bring you information and resources for the 50 plus and those that serve them and the family that loves them. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around for 30 years and on air now for 6 years. So I would like Miss Melissa Patterson, who's the Director of Business Development for both locations, correct?
Yes.
Tell us where the Villaggio of OKC is.
Villaggio of Oklahoma City is at 14,300 Portland Avenue in Oklahoma City. If you'd like to call, you can call me at 405-755-6469.
Will you give that one more time?
The whole thing?
Just the phone number.
Oh.
That's cute. The phone number.
405-755-6469.
And what is y'all's website?
VillaggioLiving.com/Oklahoma City.
Okay, how do you spell Villaggio?
Villaggio is spelled VillaGio.
Beautiful.
And that is village in Italian.
Oh, thank you. Villaggio. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. So that would just be under the Villaggio OKC, and then they would find it. So, Caitlin, tell me about Villaggio of Bradford Village and how all you can get a hold of you there.
Sure. So Villaggio of Bradford Village is in Edmond. Our main address is 300 ENZ, that's E-N-Z Drive in Edmond. We are just off of Danforth and Boulevard.
Okay.
And if you want to give us a call there, we are at 405-531-3444. Again, that's 531-3444. Find us online at VillaggioLiving.com and our Facebook page of Villaggio of Bradford Village. And like we said, there's also a Villaggio of OKC Facebook page to check them out too.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we are getting ready to ramp up, or you all are, at Bradford Village, a play called
The Good Old Days.
It's really a musical, but a play. Mm-hmm. How does one go about getting tickets? It's at 2 o'clock on March the 26th.
That's right.
Which is a Saturday.
Yes.
How do you get a ticket?
So get tickets soon. We're selling out fast. Give us a call at that main Villaggio number at 531-3444. We'll help you out with tickets. If our 2 o'clock show sells out, we've got tickets to our 10 a.m. and a final dress rehearsal that people can catch as well. So
that's
great. We'd love to see you come cheer on the residents.
Again, this is the residents that live at Villaggio. Caitlin is a
registered drama therapist.
That's right. And she's like the only one in the state besides somebody that works with kids. So this is a fantastic opportunity for you to see something that is strictly professional and well done. I appreciate both of you ladies being on today.
Thank you, Robin,
for having us.
Yes, absolutely. So we are out of here. This is Robin Gunn with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which does stand for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, here on the Eagle 96.9 FM. And hello to all of our new listeners out there. We will be back next week at 9:05.